You are locked into Locked On Badgers on a Friday final episode of the week alongside Ben Kenny. My name is Asher Lowe, and this is Locked On Badgers. We are the team of BadgersWire.com. We cover Wisconsin football and basketball for USA Today Sports. But most importantly, of course, we are your hosts right here on the Locked On Badgers podcast, bringing you the insider former student perspective filled with stats, special guests, and all things Badger sports. Make sure you follow for free on Spotify, Apple. Make sure you drop us a follow on Twitter at Locked On Badgers for all of what's coming up on future episodes, possibly a fun interview to announce pretty soon, Ben. So I'm hoping we can announce that on Twitter once it's official. But the big news right now for Wisconsin football is that Curtis Neal, class of 2022 DT, a guy that had offers from Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, he has committed to Wisconsin this morning. And he also has some interesting fast food choices, as we discussed on last week's episode. Ben, big day for Wisconsin football. I think it's safe to say the biggest commit so far in the class of 2022.
Yes, absolutely. I don't want to hyperbolize, but I think this was the first commit that I saw happen and had that feeling of like, hell yeah, like this is big. I honestly forgot about the fast food thing until you just mentioned it. And I still really want to talk to him about it, because I have so many questions.
I hope we get the chance to talk to him about it at some point on the Locked On Badgers podcast. Today, we're talking about the commitment. We're going to get into Jonathan Davis and USA Basketball. Some really interesting names on that roster alongside him. Jonathan Davis did make the U19 USA Basketball World Cup team, and it's a stacked, stacked roster with some other Wisconsin connections and some other Big Ten connections. So we're going to get into that, how you can watch him and what that all means for Davis a little later in the show. And then finally, we're going to get to Chris McIntosh, new Wisconsin AD, has quite the lucrative contract. And Todd Maluski wrote about it at the Wisconsin State Journal. There were some interesting clauses in there and some interesting perks. And we're going to tell you what those are. And I'm going to quiz Ben and ask him how much he thinks McIntosh makes annually. Because honestly, who knows how much a Power 5 AD actually makes? It's kind of an ambiguous topic. We're going to get to that later. We're going to start with Neal, who chose Wisconsin this morning. He visited Ohio State, Ben, last week, I want to say, and then visited Wisconsin early in June. I did hear from a source that he verbally committed to Wisconsin before he even took his Ohio State visit, which is awesome. Wisconsin was also the first school to offer him, Ben, all the way back in September of 2018. I've said this before on this show, but that's been a pattern. Wisconsin offers a guy early. That guy blows up, but that guy still comes back to Wisconsin, a school that offered him first in the process.
Yeah, that's where I was going to start. So he's a three-star defensive tackle now. I believe he was
a four-star. I think he dropped, right?
Yeah, he was a four-star a little while ago. And he's four-star caliber. I'm not really sure how that whole ranking movement works, but that's where I wanted to start. They were the first school on his radar. Since then, he gets Ohio State, I believe, like 25, 27 other offers. But this is continuing the trend we saw with Mertz, with quarterback Deacon Hill. I mean, we got it just recently with Cade Iacomelli, even though he hasn't really blown up and gotten offers since. Wisconsin is early on a lot of these guys' recruiting radar, early in the process, and it's been paying off. And I mean, this is a big get. I was looking at it. He's 6'1", 290. And he can move. Like, this dude can ball. So it's a big commitment.
Year, he had his best year in high school when he dropped this last year, his junior year.
Yeah, I don't get that.
It was his best high school season, yet he dropped from a four-star to a three-star. So at 24/7 Sports, at Rivals, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't get that. But when you look at the class now, so he's up at the top. The class is pushing. They're now 49th overall in the country. Obviously, that's going to change a lot as the weeks go on. But this is a huge addition. It's a massive addition, especially with a lot of the in-state guys that we've talked about still out there. There were thoughts that Wisconsin was the leader to land him. We kind of knew it was between Wisconsin and Ohio State. But, I mean, it tells you all you need to know that Wisconsin plucked him from Ohio State. Like, whenever you're in the running with a Ohio State or an Alabama, you know you're getting a great player.
Offers from Ohio State, Alabama, and LSU. You don't see that all the time for a Wisconsin player, a guy that commits to the Badgers over those three massive schools. Neal is the seventh Wisconsin commit in this class. Ben, the sixth in the last week. It's been a really busy week. And if you haven't gone back and listened to the episode where we talked about the four others that all came within, what, 2 days? We talked about that on Wednesday. So seven guys now in the Wisconsin class of 2022. He is the first defensive lineman, though, to commit to the Badgers in this recruiting cycle. A massive, massive get. And hopefully we get him on the show to talk about his fast food choices.
Yeah, I'm not going to call the class loaded yet, but the train has definitely left the station. You know, this was a weekend that we needed to see with only one recruit for the last like 3-4 months committed in Miles Burkett. This was a weekend that we needed to see the train leave the station and the class really start to come together. Obviously, a lot's going to change between now and when the class is finalized and when the recruits and commits sign their letters of intent. And it'll change, hopefully, big time with the in-state guys and other guys on their radar. But this is big news. It was this entire weekend as a whole. It was a time period we needed to see for that class to get up and running because it was the slowest start I've ever seen. Obviously, for a lot of factors, but it was undeniably an extremely slow start. So they're back on the right track.
It's not quite Ronald Reagan, but it was trickle down. So not the quickest start, Ben, in this recruiting cycle. And our two favorite words on this podcast have been trickle down over the last couple of weeks. But Wisconsin's back in it a little bit. They're back in the fight, and they won a big recruiting battle in the preseason against Ohio State in what hopefully will be the Big Ten championship game matchup in 2021. A massive get and a massive, massive piece of news for Jonathan Davis this morning as well. A guy that will be playing on the U19 USA basketball team. What does it mean? Who's he playing alongside? We'll talk about that in just a sec. But first, a quick message from betonline.ag, the source for all your betting needs that we trust here at the Locked On Podcast Network. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all of that at BetOnline, whether it's riding live lines, riding futures. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline right now on your laptop, your mobile device. You bet on those Bucks tonight. If you like a bounce back performance after Trey did what he did to them in game one, I really like the Bucks tonight. They're -8.5, I want to say right now at betonline.ag. That's some juice that I'd lay. I give the points there and ride the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. And I think a lot of you Wisconsin sports fans will agree with me. Head to the website or use your mobile device right now to sign up today, ride the Bucks, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on betonline.ag by using the code LOCKEDON with your first deposit. Locked On is the code, all caps, Locked On, 50% welcome bonus added to your first deposit. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. We'll get into Johnny Davis right now, Wisconsin's best player. I think that's safe to say coming in to this year, is now headed to Latvia. Latvia. Ben, you ever been to Latvia?
I have not been to Latvia.
Can you name one city in Latvia?
No.
Can you name the language in Latvia?
Latvian.
That's correct.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it is. That's correct. Good job. You're 1-for-3 in the Latvia trivia. Did not think we'd be talking about that on Lockdown Badgers, so cross that off your bingo cards if you had Latvia on today's episode.
Didn't someone from Wisconsin play in Latvia recently?
Brevin Pritzel was in Serbia. That might be what you're thinking of. I think Ben Brust went to Lithuania, too.
That might have been what I was thinking of.
Ben Brust went to Lithuania. Same league that LaMelo Ball played in, actually. The Ball brothers all played in except Lonzo. Melo and LiAngelo both played in that same league. And I was watching some of those games on YouTube when I was like in high school. Or was it end of high school, maybe beginning of college? Yeah, I was watching the Ball brothers on YouTube in Lithuania. Anyway, if you want to watch Jonathan Davis this summer, you can. He is on the USA Basketball U19 World Cup team. Clap it up, clap it up. He just made it. 12-man roster. They brought in over 30 guys, Ben, to training camp at TCU in Texas. And if you're wondering why it's at TCU, the head coach of this U19 team is the TCU men's basketball coach, Jamie Dixon, former Pitt guy. But Jamie Dixon chose Johnny Davis to be part of this 12-man roster, a roster that is absolutely stacked. The squad will train on TCU's campus. They'll head to Europe on July 3rd to play in our favorite country, Latvia. July 3rd to July 11th is the FIBA U19 World Cup. USA won the gold medal 4 years ago at this event, and the U.S. will look to repeat as gold medal winners in 2021 at the FIBA U19 World Cup this summer. So make sure to check that out starting July 3rd. Not exactly sure what channel it's going to be on, but I guarantee you there'll be some way to watch it online. And it's not just Jonathan Davis that should get you excited about watching this tournament, although that's enough for Wisconsin fans. If you are a fan of college basketball, this is just gold. So alongside Jonathan Davis, you have the number one player maybe in the history of modern recruiting in basketball outside of LeBron James, Chet Holmgren, who's coming in as Gonzaga's star next year, the face of the Gonzaga Bulldogs, one of the highest ranked players of all time. He's a 7-foot unicorn. He's silky smooth. His handle is unbelievable. Ben's laughing at me. I don't know why.
If he had gone to Duke, you would be explaining him differently.
I totally agree. I totally agree. Because he's at Gonzaga. You want to know why I explain him differently? Because Mark Few is a better coach than John Shire. All right? Mark Few, the god. Chet Holmgren, but also Wisconsin connections, Ben, with Patrick Baldwin Jr., who is heading to play for his dad at UW-Milwaukee this coming year. He is out of Sussex, Wisconsin, Hamilton High School. He actually went to a couple high schools, but Hamilton High School. And he will be on this team alongside Johnny Davis on the U19 squad, as well as a Big Ten stud, a guy that might be the best. I'm trying to think off the top of my head if there's going to be better returning right now that I think is like a clearly better player that I'm missing returning to the Big Ten. And if you remember one, let me know, because I don't have a list in front of me. I'm not thinking about it really. But I can't really think of many guys that will be ahead of Jaden Ivey next year. The Purdue guard that really showed out at the end of last year. And a Purdue team, by the way, that returns everything pretty much. Travion Williams is back. Jaden Ivey, of course, is back. And they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. I think the preseason favorites in many people's eyes to win this conference. And they'd be my preseason favorites as of right now to win the Big Ten Conference. Jaden Ivey out of Purdue, out of South Bend, Indiana, also on this team. A ton of different Big Ten connection guys, future Purdue players on this team, but also Adam Miller, who was Illinois' sharpshooter last year, transferring to LSU for this coming season out of Chicago, Illinois. He's on this team. It's going to be just a ton of talent, and they're going for their second straight gold medal under Jamie Dixon, starting July 3rd in Latvia. I personally can't wait. This Summer League TBT, the basketball tournament, that will be enough basketball fix for me in the summer months.
I just can't get over your comment of how excited you are to go to Las Vegas to go to the Summer League, as opposed to doing anything else in Vegas.
Cannot wait to go to the Summer League. It's all I care about. My friends invited me to Vegas in July. I'd much rather go in August to watch the Summer League and hopefully watch Micah Potter and Demetri Trice.
It's ridiculous.
On Summer League rosters, maybe even Nate Reavers. Who knows? Micah Potter and Trice, I think, are Summer League roster locks. I feel comfortable saying that. So I hopefully will see some Badgers out there, of course. Going to see some Pepperdine Waves. Of course, going to see some Gonzaga Bulldogs, some real strong programs on the West Coast. It's going to be a great couple of days out at the NBA Summer League. I can't wait. Johnny Davis will be there in a couple of years. Don't you worry. We'll go when Johnny's in the Summer League. We'll go together. In what is it, 1, maybe 2 years?
I'll go to Vegas and I'll be in Vegas and you'll just go to Vegas to be at the Summer League.
Oh, I'm not going out. I'm not drinking. I'm going from the gym to the hotel.
Preposterous.
Back to the hotel. It's my idea of fun. I'm weird.
It's preposterous.
I'd much rather watch mid-major studs battle it out in the Summer League than I would go out in Vegas. That's just how I am. And maybe even, Ben, I'll bring my betonline.ag mobile app so I can bet from the Summer League. All right? I won't have to go to a casino. I can just be sitting in the Summer League. I'll be gambling on Summer League, and I can do it all from the comfort of my seat at the NBA Summer League. Today's episode is also brought to you by rockauto.com. My car, my old Volvo station wagon, is probably what I'll take to Vegas, Ben. So if something goes wrong between now and then, I know exactly where I'm going. rockauto.com, the place where you can save time and money when finding that car part you need from a family business that is reliably low in price for every single customer. Serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, whether it's brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet, you should go to rockauto.com right now to find the solution to your auto part needs and make sure in their How Did You Hear About Us box at checkout. Their How Did You Hear About Us box at checkout, you tell them that Locked On sent you by writing Locked On in that How Did You Hear About Us box. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. All right, Ben, it's time to play a game that we'll never play again, so I'm not going to give it a name. I'm going to quiz you about the new Wisconsin AD, Chris McIntosh, his brand new contract. And by the way, just to plant the seed in your head, he's actually making less in just salary annually than Barry was making, which I don't think is surprising, given Barry's legacy and seniority. So he's making a little less to start out than Barry. And he has some really interesting perks in here. This article, or this information comes from an article from Todd Maluski over at the Wisconsin State Journal. He put together some of the fun little notes about this brand new contract. So what do you think the base pay is, base salary, that is, by the way, supplemented by additional compensation from the UW Foundation, but the base pay that the university, the public university, pays to the athletic director in this contract?
So the weird thing is I could see it being like 800,000 on par with what I believe defensive coordinator Jim Leonard makes. But at the same time, I could see it being like 3 mil. So I'm going to go somewhere in the middle. $2.2 million is my guess.
That was my buzzer sound effect.
Uh-huh.
Not even in the ballpark.
Higher, lower?
Way lower.
Oh. So, okay. 800,000.
500,000. So not that far off. 500,000 is the base pay, but it goes way beyond that. All right. We're talking a family country club membership that can exceed $10,000 at the finest Madison area club.
Yeah. I need to ask which one that's to.
Does not say. Which one do you think it's to?
I have no clue. I don't know any Madison area
country clubs. Do you ever dream in a country club? Does that even count as a country club? Or is it just a golf course?
No, that's just a golf course.
Okay, I don't even know the difference. I'm not a golfer. I don't know. Like, because all country clubs
I know. A country club is like.
Here in LA, all the country clubs I know, I just associate with golf. Like, they're just golf courses, basically.
Yeah, that's what a lot of them are. Like, a country club is kind of the all-inclusive. You get the golf course, you get the tennis, you get the pool, you get all that stuff, the restaurant, and yeah, all that, racquetball, whatever.
So he gets that at the finest Madison area club. If you know which one it is, let us know on Twitter. I don't know what the finest Madison area country club is. We were broke college students living in Madtown. We were not living the high life of Chris McIntosh.
I was playing U-Ridge on the student discount.
Well, that's on the student discount. That's my point. What is it, like $30?
40. Yeah, 40 on some days.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. But he also, Ben, gets two cars. I don't know which cars they are.
Yeah, that I don't get
two
either.
Cars. I assume they're nice. Are we thinking like Cadillac Escalade vibes or like car of his choice or like a very normal car? I'm thinking more like Cadillac Escalade, like roll up in like the big black Suburban.
Yes. I've always had the belief that you don't need more than one car. You know, I've never really stood like understood the summer car and the winter car.
That's called also money. That's called
someone coming from a city. Yeah. But I don't get why this is part of the contract.
I would like a lot of things more than I'd like give even two free cars when I'm already making 500K a year base.
Do you think he like came into the discussion and he was like, you know, I've always wanted this like vintage Chevy Camaro?
No. I have another quiz for you though. How much do you think Wisconsin has to pay Chris McIntosh in a flat sum immediately? Not over time, immediately.
His signing bonus, if you will?
No, wait for it. If they fire him without just cause.
Huh. So I remember a lot of the buyouts of ADs and coaches around the country, and I'm really just thinking about Bama and Texas, are pretty substantial.
Not Bama or Texas.
We'll go $2
million. $1.88 million.
Damn close.
It also decreases by $200,000 per year until it hits 1 million. So if they fire
he should get his ass fired is what you're saying.
If they fired him next year, well, they have to have just cause. If they have it, they have good cause to fire him, then it doesn't count.
Truth.
He can't just be an awful AD and get $2 million and ride off into the sunset at Madison's finest club with his free car. That's not how it exactly works.
Does he have to return the cars?
That's a great question. I have no idea. We should get a lawyer friend to come on this show. I have absolutely no idea. Badger football defensive coordinator Jim Leonard, Ben, is in this article because he also had a country club membership just added to his contract. So don't tell me Wisconsin doesn't pay any assistance.
Yeah, Jim Leonard can do nothing wrong.
I'd give him 5 cars.
I would play golf with him.
I don't know if he'd want to do that. Is that a positive thing?
I don't think he would. I'm just saying I personally would.
Like a positive thing? Is that supposed to be a contract perk?
No, I just like would.
Play golf with Ben Kenny?
Some could view that as a perk.
All right, this is going off the rails. As always, on Wisconsin, Chris McIntosh makes bank. Johnny Davis on Team USA. Go watch Team USA play July 3rd in our favorite country, Latvia. The official country of Locked On Badgers.
Asher's going to drive his Volvo to Latvia.
I'll drive my Volvo to Latvia for Johnny, and then I'll drive my Volvo to Vegas for Colby Ross, Kessler Edwards, Micah Potter, Dimitri Trice, and the NBA.
And I will be at the casino the entire time.
I'll be online. I'm betonline.ag on my phone. As always, on Wisconsin.